What I can tell you now is that there is some good language in here where it talks about the you shouldn't be considering the manner of dress the person was wearing at the time, whether they had a current or previous sexual relationship does not really constitute consent.
Senate Bill 29 changed the definition of consent between adults to mean overt words or actions. It also removed the requirement that force must be proven to convict someone of sexual assault.
Jurors have a hard time believing that a woman would just sit there. But what research has told us and reality has told us is that happens a lot. That's a body's natural reaction to a traumatic event.
Earlier this year, Twito told the Billings Gazette he declined to press charges in all of the 60 alleged rape cases last year because he didn't think the cases were strong enough. When asked if that will change with this revised law, Twito said his prosecutors will continue to evaluate the circumstances, the credibility of witnesses, and work with investigators in deciding whether to take a case to trial.
Last year was a strange year, but we're not going to change how we review cases. We're going to bring cases forward that we feel we can obtain convictions, that we feel are appropriate to bring forward.
Senate Bill 29 also created a new category of aggravated crime that enhances the penalties when force is used in a rape. Twito said his office will continue to meet with all rape victims and direct them to available resources, regardless whether a case moves through the judicial system. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.